It is, you know, that time of year when all the snow melts and everybody drives around and it's kind of gloomy and you see all the litter and the garbage strewn about our city. And though, even though, you know, the city does have crews out cleaning up, it just never seems to be enough. And that's why there is a group called the Trash Mob. And it's a group of people that come together, friends and family, to help spring clean our community. And let's find out a little bit more about the first Trash Mob that's coming up later on this month. Alex Conroy is with us, and Niharika Benderu is with us. And Alex, you're the organizer of the Trash Mob, and Niharika, you started a nonprofit, Windsor of Change. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, Niharika, first tell us about Windsor of Change and what your group is all about.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having us, by the way. So we're a community-based, Windsor Ethics-based nonprofit, and basically we're all about raising awareness and educating, you know, the community about the local impact of climate change and sustainability issues and what we can do collectively about it.
And a lot of that involves, you know, a big cleanup. And Alex, what made you decide that it would be a great idea to get a bunch of people together and help clean up the community? Is it was just a matter of putting, you know, yourselves into action rather than sitting back and complaining about it?
Yeah, it's something I had been working on in a particular location for a number of years. More hands means light work.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Get everybody together and do this, and it'll make a big difference. So when is this taking place, Alex? When is the Trash Mob?
The first one this year is March 30th at noon. We're meeting at Gateway Park. Which for those who don't know is the park behind Dollarama on University Avenue. It connects University and Wyandotte, and then University also to the river. So it's gotten some development recently. It's a much nicer park than it was just a few years ago, but there is a fair amount of dumping that happens. A lot of garbage that comes from the Dollarama just sort of flows into the park. Dollarama doesn't have a garbage out in front of it, so a lot of things just get discarded to the wind.
Yeah, it's a shame, right? Niharika, when people show up, are they given bags to collect?
Yeah, absolutely. We provide everything. We provide gloves and we provide garbage bags and recycle bags. You know, we do tend to sort them whenever we can. And then, you know, sort of garbage pickers, you know, those things with...
So
some of those as well. And so basically you just have to show up with yourself and friends who can help.
Awesome. Okay, best place to go for more information, is it your Facebook page?
Yeah, we've actually put up, so a Facebook page is great, our website is great, we've also got Instagram, so March 30th is the first one, but we're also hosting a Trash Mob Day, that will be the very first, so it's a whole day of, you know, speed cleaning across various locations, and that would be on April 27th. So we've put up a survey on our website where people can basically put in suggestions of parks that need cleaning up and who can volunteer. So that'd be great if people can go and sort of help out with that.
That's great. Good stuff.
Yeah, and Alex, I would assume that, you know, it's a real feel-good event. You know, you do your part, and I'm sure people feel, you know, at the end of the day that they've done something really great for the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole part of the Trash Mob was community engagement. I feel really strongly about the work that Windsor of Change does. So So I wanted to direct that kind of community engagement. And I do think it is a feel-good thing. That's sort of why I keep doing it. But I think climate change is really important. Resiliency is really important. So I think getting the word out is a great thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Yeah, great for you guys. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Alex Conroy. He is the organizer of this trash mob. What a great name that is for it. And Niharika Bandaru, who is started this nonprofit, Windsor of Change. So again, that trash mob is happening on March 30th at Gateway Park, which, you know what, I had never heard of.
Me neither.
Before. But if you Google it, you'll certainly see it. It's a privately owned park by the Windsor train tunnel in West Windsor. So that's where they're going to be on the 30th.
All right. Hopefully they get a good turnout.